Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. The virtues of Surah Yasin, it's many. So we will do a few on a daily basis or whenever we're doing this lesson, inshallah. Remember what we've covered already so that it's not lost in Sunan At-Tirmidhi. It is mentioned under the chapter of the Quran Sharif, Kitabu Thawabil Qur'ani Ar Rasulillahi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The virtues, what's been mentioned about the virtues and about reading certain surahs and reading the Quran Sharif. So here is the chapter Babu Majah fi Fadl Yasin. In there you find the narration, Hadith 2887, Inna li kulli shay'in qalban wa qalbul Quran Yasin. Wa man qara'a Yasin, kataballahu lahu bi qira'atiha qira'atul Quran ashra marratin. Whoever reads Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for that particular person by its recitation of Surah Yasin the rewards of reciting the Quran Sharif 10 times. Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith, and I've given you the reference for this here. There are other benefits, virtues, inshallah, as we move on, we will mention it to you. Yasin. Huruf muqatta'at. What is huruf muqatta'at? Allahu a'lamu bi muradihi. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows its meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches every single person, every single mufassir, every single that see. I'm going to show you that you are at this particular time, at this particular juncture, you are a great mufassir, for example. Now, who are we? Absolutely not even, this is not even tafsir. This is more understanding the verses of the Quran Sharif. The mufassirin are those, they understand the background behind every word. They are experts in all the different fields. So, yeah, what we are saying is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches even that great mufassir that see, at this particular juncture, Yasin, nobody knows the meaning of it, and you have to now submit, you have to read even that which you do not understand. Every letter, man qara harfan, whoever reads one letter, min kitabillah, one letter of the Quran Sharif, then that is multiplied 10 times. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the particular hadith gives the reference of alif lam mim. Alif lam mim, and alif lam mim is huruf muqatta'at. So for those people who claim and say that no, there's no rewards for a person who reads without understanding, they must review this hadith. And most of the time it's the kuffar Shia who say these things. Yeah, we heard it personally. One uncle said, I don't know why my mother reads Quran. That time we weren't so alert and aware of this whole thing, but we knew there's something wrong here. Oh, I don't know why my mother reads Quran. She don't understand and she's reading. Later when you put the whole things together, then we saw, oh, okay, this is this, this is that. So they claim this, but this narration here as well, I've checked it in their books, they've got it as well there in their books, this narration about Man qara harfan min kitabillah. They've got it there as well. So you can use it against them too. Anyway, everything, if whether you understand or you don't understand, you're supposed to, it's mentioned in Al-Kafi, if you want the reference for their books, it's mentioned there. Anyway, Yasin, let's move to positive information. 10 times reading the khatab. So what we're planning to do, inshallah, learning, and even if it's a verse a day and something, but to keep us going, as I mentioned to you, our brother Al-Amin Templeton, revert, and an expert in terms of journalism, etc. And his family member passed away, his wife, but she was still doing hifz. And this year is something that she will be, it will be written for her that she is learning the Quran Sharif, and inshallah Allah make it such that He gives her the ability to count amongst the huffar. You do something, while you're doing it, you'll be counted amongst those people. So inshallah Allah accept it from her and make it a means for her salvation. And sometimes we are not experts. As I mentioned to you, Darul Zakaria, when we were there, there was one particular uncle who came in, and he poured out one day to me, and he said how difficult it is and how he's struggling, and he wanted to know how to manage and this and that, the other. In his 40s, he's doing HIFS. And people were saying it's really difficult for him. And he persevered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you can't finish the Quran Sharif because you feel you're too old and that. Come I take you to Medina on a journey, Medina Munawwara. While he's there, Allah takes his life. While he's there, Allah azza wa jal takes his life. Our honorable teacher, Shaykh al-Hadith, Mufti Muhammad Ali, Hafidhahullah, we were finishing the course. I say the course because you can't say you finish, now you're alim, and you're a student, now you're equipped to become a proper student. So when we were finishing the course at Darul Uloom Zakaria, that same year, Taraweeh, Mufti Saab came out and he said, I'm reading Taraweeh also. People were shocked. Nobody knew he was doing HIFS. And he used to read to his family every day, one page, one page, one page, and he finished. And he said, now I'm reading Taraweeh. So, never give up. There's always hope. There's always courage. And Mufti Saab is a great expert in Arabic and the rest. But if you take Mufti Taqi, he's not a hafiz. Mufti Ridaul Haq Saab is not a hafiz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses people for different fields, for different... And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, how He spreads His, the knowledge of His to different people. And if you want to say a mufassir of this time, you can say Mufti Ridaul Haq Saab is a mufassir. He knows, they're busy with it. Few American students are busy with his tafsir. Allah accepted from them. So Yasin, huruf muqatta'at. Nobody knows its meaning. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows its meaning. Now, Yasin, this year, why is it called Yasin? So, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, and we mentioned to you the hadith, Yasin is the heart of the Quran Sharif. And why is this such? Because themes, which we mentioned in the previous episode, themes of the day of Qiyamah, resurrection, all of this appear in this particular surah and in detail and with eloquent presentation. Then, if you look at it further, something which depends on the soundness of human deeds, the fear of hereafter, all of this prepares one for doing good deeds. So there is part and parcel. How you are, the soundness of the body depends on the soundness of the heart, as also comes in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the way soundness of the body depends on the soundness of the heart, similarly, soundness of faith depends on the concern for the year after. The way Surah Yasin is a well-recognized name of the surah, it is named in a hadith, and this year Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayh has mentioned this year in his tafsir Ma'ariful Quran, great tafsir and translated under great supervision, and this is something that you can authentic, you can use it. So this year it is mentioned, this year is a well recognized name of the surah, Surah Yasin. That's how that we speak about the names of it. Mufti Saab mentions there, it is also mentioned in the Torah, and there it is appeared as Mu'imma, Mu'imma, with Ayn, Mu'imma. And the surah, it speaks about blessings in worldly life, the year after for its readers, and the rest. We've given you all the summary of it. So we're not going to go into much detail there. Whoever reads Surah Yasin, if he reads it in the day, his needs for the day is fulfilled. If he reads it at night, then the needs for the night is fulfilled. Right? This year, if you want narration, or if you want reference for this, you can find it in Sunan Ad-Darimi. the narration is found or to be found there, inshallah. Now, if you see Surah Yasin, can you name someone by the name of Yasin? Imam Malik rahimullah, he says he doesn't like to name a person Yasin for the reason that according to him, it is one of the divine names and its exact meanings remains unknown. Therefore, it is possible that it may have some meaning that is exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody is allowed to have that name. For example, Al-Khaliq, Al-Raziq and other names of this nature. But it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and this is what Mufti, this is not my fatwa or anything, this is Mufti Muhammad Shafisa rahimullah, who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Salamun ala il Yasin. So there's the name of Yasin, peace be upon il Yasin. Right? So this is permissible. The more you do get al Yasin, but the more recognized is il Yasin, what we read. So this year, some also read it as Ali Yasin in some renderings. Ali Yasin. But what we read, Salamun ala il Yasin. So it is permissible. Some scholars have mentioned that this is the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Yasin. So if you see in the words that come, the verses that come after that, Allah takes an oath, Wal Quran il Hakim, by the Quran. Al-Hakim, full of wisdom. From here we learn a lesson of respect. You say Quran, put add a title to it, add a quality to it, a sifat to it. Al-Hakim, like this here. So, one place, the Kuffar, it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded it. They said, Lasta mursala, you're not a messenger. Allah clarifies here, verse number 3, Innaka laminal mursaleen, you are truly one of the messengers. So, Ala siratim mustaqim, in verse number 4, on a straight path. Ala siratim mustaqim. And Tanzil al-Aziz al-Rahim, a revelation from Tanzil. One name of the Quran Sharif is a Tanzil. So a revelation, Al-Aziz, Almighty, Al-Rahim, the most merciful. And then what is the purpose for this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission is mentioned then in verse number 6. So, just to show you what's the proof that it could be the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yasin, like you're addressing, Yasin, wal Quran al Hakim, by the Quran that is full of wisdom, al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen, you are truly one of the messengers. You are truly one of the messengers. That is what some scholars have mentioned. So, Yasin, it fits the whole. What is to come? Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Allah takes an oath on the Quran Sharif, which is full of wisdom. Innaka lamin al mursaleen. Yasin, you are full. You are from the messengers. They said, Lasta mursala. Ignore what they say. Listen to what your sustainer says. Innaka lamin al mursaleen. You are truly one of the messengers. Ala siratin mustaqim. On a straight path. Tanzil al-Aziz al-Rahim, a revelation from the Almighty, the All-Merciful, and your objective, your purpose, لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. We'll stop there, inshallah. Verse number 6 from here, we'll continue tomorrow. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.